saludamos al auditorio de CHHA 1610 AM. Platicamos con Yula Drydick de Canadian Center to End Human Trafficking, o su nombre en español, el Centro Canadiense para Erradicar el Tráfico Humano. Es una organización dedicada a acabar con todos los tipos de trata de personas en Canadá, que en conjunto con gobiernos, empresas y proveedores de servicios facilita la colaboración, identifica las mejores prácticas y también impulsa cambios para terminar con esta problemática en el país. Están lanzando una campaña a través de las redes sociales contra la trata de personas. Escuche la entrevista. Yula, muy buenos días. Como directora ejecutiva del Centro Canadiense para Terminar con la Trata de Personas, ¿podrías compartir los desafíos específicos que enfrentan los trabajadores migrantes en Canadá y qué los hace particularmente vulnerables a la trata laboral?
No worries. Each year, hundreds of thousands of migrant workers are coming to Canada, largely through the temporary foreign worker system, to help sustain our agricultural systems. And when they come in, though, they're often tied to one employer in rural areas, not necessarily connected to local community and social service supports, and often don't speak English. And so this, coupled with some real problems with the temporary foreign worker system in and of itself, puts them at a real risk of labor exploitation and abuse, specifically in these low-wage sectors like manufacturing, hospitality, and also agriculture.
¿Cómo contribuye la falta de información precisa y concisa sobre sus derechos a la explotación y maltrato de los trabajadores migrantes en Canadá?
We did focus groups with migrant workers from across Ontario, and 60% of people that we engaged with said that they actually weren't aware of their rights working in Canada. Similarly, we did a poll of Canadians where 55% of Canadians weren't even aware that labor trafficking existed in Canada. So if we're going to get to the root causes of ending this type of systemic exploitation in Canada, we want to make sure that all migrant workers, when they're coming to Canada, understand their rights before they arrive, when they arrive, and after they arrive.
En tu opinión, ¿cuáles son las medidas clave que deben tomarse a nivel gubernamental y social para abordar y erradicar de manera efectiva la trata laboral entre los trabajadores migrantes en Canadá?
We need a pretty deep overhaul of the temporary foreign worker system. So right now, when migrant workers come to Canada through these temporary foreign worker permits, they're tied to one employer, which means that if they show up on the job and they realize it's completely different than what they were promised, if they're in horrible housing conditions, if it's unsafe work, their ID is being confiscated, if they're being threatened or abused, they feel like they have nowhere to go because if they don't work for that employer or access a specific type of permit, then they have to go home. So we need to make sure that every migrant and worker has the same mobility rights as other Canadians so that they can choose their employers and move if they're not being treated well. But we also need greater education and awareness, again, before they arrive in Canada, at arrival and in Canada. We know that there are predatory and illegal recruiters in home countries that are working also with people in Canada, again, to share misinformation and to set workers up for exploitation.
¿Puedes hablarme sobre la campaña que están lanzando contra la trata de personas?
So we're launching a national campaign that is focused on speaking directly to migrant workers in the agricultural sector about their rights and about the Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline, a 24-hour confidential and free resource if they're in a bad situation. So we worked and we did engagement with migrant workers in British Columbia and in Ontario to better understand the realities of what exploitation looks like and to speak to them directly about some of those indicators. So if their employer is confiscating their ID, controlling their movements, making them live and work in unsafe conditions, if they're being threatened or abused, so that they know that that is not okay and that there are resources available to help.
¿Cuál sería el alcance que buscan tener con esta campaña?
So we know through other campaigns focused on sex trafficking in Canada that once we get the word out and we raise awareness, people start calling the hotline. When we did a national sex trafficking campaign in 2022, we saw call volume to the hotline increase by 50%. So we really do expect that as we raise awareness, both of the fact that what is happening to them is illegal and wrong, but also that there are safe and confidential resources to support them, we are optimistic we're going to see a lot of people calling the hotline, and hopefully we can play an important role in connecting them with services in their communities or finding safe places for them to go.
¿Te gustaría añadir algo más?
Anything else? just that if something feels wrong, it probably is, and that people should feel free to call the Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline at 1-833-900-1010. We're independent of government and law enforcement. And so we are trained professional trauma-informed staff. We work with individuals based on their unique circumstances, and we can try and connect them with services that are safe and appropriate for their needs.
Gracias, Julia. Este trabajo forma parte del programa de la Iniciativa de Periodismo Local del Fondo Canadiense de Radios Comunitarias, del cual CHHA 1610 AM forma parte. Reportando Alejandra Gutiérrez.